tonight's session sees a bit of a change in direction for us. We're replacing guitars with a keyboard, well, kind of, and I'm joined in the studio by a lady for a change. She's performed with the Isle of Man Symphony Orchestra, and in a complete contrast, she also features on a dance track released by Armin van Buuren on a compilation CD. Please welcome everybody to the studio, Catherine Crowe. Yeah, crowd goes wild. We've got a gig, haven't we, next Friday at the Centenary Centre. Excited?
We have indeed. Yeah, really excited. Really, really, really excited, especially because of the people I'll be playing with and singing with.
And who are going to be your kind of guests?
Many guests, really. Mostly very good friends. The lovely Louise Erna, who I've persuaded she must sing. She sang at the Gaiety with me, with her sister. Matt, the lovely Matt Creer.
Friend of the show.
Yes. Kelly Sweetman on cello. Who else will be playing? A guy called Paul Geds from Peel. Short Jed. Yeah. For Lou, trying to make her, force her into the limelight because she deserves to be in every way.
Lou's going to be featured on some of your tracks this evening. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you played the Centenary Centre in 2007. Mm-hmm. How is it going to be different this time around?
Different songs, different people. It's I think the night's kind of aimed at, it's therapy really for me. It really is. When I do concerts, my songs are always very emotional and very raw and about real things. So for me to work through them on stage, especially with what's going on in my life, it's a little bit of therapy really. So people are paying for my therapy.
I love it. What a way to look at performing. You haven't actually been on stage at a Cath Crowe concert for about a year now, though, is that right?
Yeah.
I hear
yeah.
you get dragged up every so often.
Yeah, no, a year, a good year.
So has it been sort of a long time coming?
Yeah, and it's been a very tough year. I don't know whether you want to go into those details particularly, but that's kind of the reason that it's been that long.
Yeah. Reading up on you and your biog and all that sort of stuff, it's not as if you've had an easy road. Everything that you've got, you've kind of battled for and you've fought for.
Yeah.
You're a fighter. I love that about you. Independent fighter, girl power. Her email address, everybody, is girl on a mission. I saw that and thought, I'm going to get on with this lady. But the battle that you're kind of having at the moment is with your health.
It is. Yeah.
And but you're here today and you are absolutely storming the set.
So I'm here and I'm very fine.
Playing music must be one of the best ways to try and kind of
well, like I say, I used to write songs to exercise emotions really. And I've just found that this year I actually haven't written at all. So in the last week or two I've started writing again. So it's like booking the gig was enough to open the door to writing again. And it always means I'm in a good place when I'm writing again. So I like the fact that I'm there again.
So let's hear then from you. We'll hear one of the tracks that you are going to be performing on the night with Matt Creer. It's actually from his album.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about the track and why you decided to play it tonight.
I love it. So I've hassled Matt to to allow us to do it tonight. As soon as I heard this song, it totally resonated with everything in me. So I just love it. I love the lyrics. I love the statement. I love what it's, you know, saying. Could have been me that wrote that, but it wasn't. It was Matt. And it gels. I think we gelled nicely together. So it's a gorgeous song. And yeah, I'll be very proud to be performing it on Friday.
It's a beautiful track. It's from Lanterns by Matt Creer, performed with Catherine Crowe, of course. And it's called Keep Us. And it makes me go a bit funny in a good way.
When the rain set in, we had nowhere left to go, so we just stayed in bed as the thunder. There's a comfort in the rain, the lovers only know. So we lay hand in hand as the water rose. Every season will turn till the world is upside down. Rivers overflow and go underground. In the eye of the storm, from the safety of this house, we lay hand in hand as the world turns round. So keep us and keep us and keep us from the storm. There's a lesson in the rain. The change will always come. Let us ride this wave and then greet the sun. Though the ground may shake and we think we've had enough, we must raise our flags for the ones we love. So keep us and keep us and keep us from the storm. The
harmonies there are just beautiful. And being able to watch it sort of in person, you can see that you and Matt both really kind of really get into it and really enjoy performing together.
Yeah, I do. I think Matt's one of the first people that I've sung with for a long time. And Lou has the same ability that when I close my eyes and I start to sing, I'm totally absorbed in whatever I'm singing. And that's strange for me to happen on songs that aren't mine. Which sounds odd, but it is. When they're not yours, it's harder to connect with often, especially when it's not a cover and it's not something you know. But I've always found with Matt that we start singing and that's it, really. nothing else needs to be said.
It's a good partnership then.
It's lovely. Yeah. I've always loved that about us, that we can just, talk in 1 minute and then you start to sing and it just kind of,
natural
happens.
And I noticed that throughout your career on the island you performed with loads of people on the island's music scene. Isle of Man Symphony Orchestra that we talked about earlier, is that a highlight for you?
That's the biggest, it is. That's got to be the bravest, one of the bravest manoeuvres I ever made in terms of trying to fund that.
And how do you get it together? Where do you go, do you know what, I'm gonna play with the symphony orchestra, I'm just gonna do it?
I think that was exactly how it happened. I said one night to my husband, do you know what? I really, really have to play with an orchestra. And obviously I'd had breast cancer before. I was seemingly through it at the time and was brave. And I said, you know what? Actually, you've just got to do these things. So I picked up the phone, phoned the symphony orchestra and said, could we? Should we? And yeah, started once the ball started rolling, I absolutely was petrified. But just like cancer, took it step by step by step. You know, that's how I deal. That's how you deal with anything. You know, I've been given a terminal cancer diagnosis. You don't look into the future anymore. Do you know what I mean? You do day by day. And that was it for the Gaiety gig. It was like, if you think about how you're going to get all this together, how you're going to put it all together, and then how you're going to get it all on stage, you just wouldn't do it.
No.
So you just have to do it in bite-sized chunks, and that's the way you do it.
So mentioned earlier as well that that was a highlight in your career, and then on the complete opposite end of the scale, we've got this
trance track
which features your vocal on it. How does that come about?
It's one of my tracks that I wrote, and then Ali and Fila, who are the people that did it, contacted me through MySpace and said, we really love this track.
Are you still on MySpace?
Years ago. This was years ago.
Oh,
when
right.
People were MySpacing, and they MySpaced me and said, could we have a go at trancing it up? And I said, go ahead, trance it up all you like.
It's very trancy.
And now it's been tranced by lots of other people, and it's quite a big hit on the trance scene.
I love that, though. Don't you? I'm a massive hit on the trance scene.
Yeah. I said, that's actually another thing on my little agenda of things to do, is go to a gig that's playing that song in a trance club, in Ibiza preferably.
Let's just ring Armin van Buuren up
and
ask
say,
him when he's playing next.
Actually.
Make sure he gets that track on.
Yeah.
All of us.
Sorted.
Let's go. Ibiza though.
I have been invited actually by the people that.
Oh, fantastic.
Because they're very friendly and that's nice. So, yeah, I'll make it out to a nice hot country.
And I'm assuming you can get this on iTunes and stuff.
Yeah, you can.
Along with all of your other work. I was looking on iTunes earlier about your back catalogue, and your first album debut, Missionary Girl, has a little bit of cheeky album artwork.
It's
and I say
bottom.
Cheeky, it's got a bum on there.
A naked woman.
Is it yours?
No. No, the actual picture was painted by a friend of mine. And it was hanging in a flat, and it was a woman, you can see what it is, it's a woman looking at industry, and it was called Woman Versus Industry. And at the time, I was signed to a record label, and I didn't like them very much, so it was like, Woman Versus Industry, I like this. And that's where Girl on a Mission and Missionary Girl all came out of, so that's why that was the album cover.
When you look back at that first sort of body of work, is it something you're still really proud of?
Yeah, it is. I mean, you learn a lot, and I've learned a lot from recording on my own, and no longer being with a record company and things, but it's harder on your own because you have to put it out and do it all yourself, but it's still, those songs I wouldn't have produced that way necessarily, but it's still something I'm very proud of.
And how have things changed since then?
As in my music?
As in your music, yeah.
Just that I do everything myself now. There is no producer, there is no... You know,
you are it.
I am it.
Are you part of the MacBook crew?
I am. Yeah, I am record company. I am publisher. I am all of. And, you know, it's possible now. The internet has made it possible for people like me and Matt and, you know, to do our thing and get work out there without having to spend thousands before you've even got a record, you know.
There must be a great deal of satisfaction in that as well.
It's tremendously satisfying. Unbreakable, the last album I did was me and my husband, basically, and a few other, obviously, musicians and people helping on that. But knowing that you've achieved that and got something on iTunes that's totally your baby is very lovely.
Very lovely. Well, speaking of very lovely, let's hear a track of yours then. This is Catherine Crowe with the vocals of Louise Erna, and it's called Standing Here.
Standing here beside you, be my love. What's too much for you? Could not be the one standing here beside you. Nobody knows I'm lost here. Nobody knows I'm hiding. Nobody knows I'm fading faster. Nobody sees my tears. Nobody feels my fear. Nobody sees me standing here with you.
Beautiful, just beautiful. The way the harmonies work together between you two is gorgeous. They kind of really blend. Is it difficult to try and find people that you just work with?
I think it's difficult to find people that work well with each other. There are plenty of amazing singers. That doesn't mean you're going to fit well together. And that's what I love about Lou. She pretends that she's not very good, but she's actually incredible, because to have the ear to be able to sit back and not throw yourself and try and make yourself louder than someone, not compete with them, to actually care. And that's the same with Matt, to care enough about the song to make the song work instead of trying to be louder or better, or, you know, it's about the song. And that's what I think these two lovely people have the ability to do, is sit back when they need to, come forward when they need to, and make the song sound great.
It's really complimentary, isn't it? It's
absolutely.
Sound. It sounds like you're a real collaborator, but when it comes to you and your music, how does it work? Do you just kind of sit in a room? Do ideas flood to you? How does the music making process
work? I generally
work?
Get very depressed. Think about very morbid things and a song just happens. That's how lots of songs have originated. I've always gone on emotions, strong emotions that might not always be morbid or sad, might be happy. But as a general rule, a very strong emotion will evoke a melody. And once I've got a melody in my head, I've usually got a few words to throw down. And then it's natural that the piano just follows suit, really.
And there's a way that you perform it as well, when you perform your tracks, that really resonates with the audience. Mm. I mean, I've watched plenty of videos on YouTube and stuff of your performances, and the crowd really seems to get it and go wild. How does it feel when you've kind of bared your soul, I suppose, and you get that sort of response?
I think it's just connecting with other people. And obviously, I don't write songs for other people, but obviously there's a connection in there, which means they either understand that emotion, or they've been there, or they've felt that. So when you can sing to people and they understand you, they understand a part of themselves, do you know what I mean? So you share something, and I think when a group of people, doesn't matter how big or small, share something, it's a pretty amazing experience. Doesn't matter if that's two of you or 100,000 of you, do you know what I mean? It's just, if you all are feeling the same way at the same time, it's pretty special.
I love how you talk about morbid topics and stuff. If you go into katherinecrowe.co.uk, my favourite line is, well, here goes. I like the thought of being old and being able to walk down the street with my skirt tucked into my knickers. I love that idea as well. And getting away with it.
Yeah.
That was my favourite. And then also, I love films that make me laugh until I leak a little bit in my pants. That, for me, doesn't suggest that you're gonna be the sort of person that would really tap into that connection that you have with your audience. It's
I think
that
you connected with that.
Yeah.
Because it's funny. Because you can imagine being old and walking down the prom with your skirt tucked in your knickers.
Of course I can. And I also love those films that make me
exactly
laugh until it hurts. Different way of putting it. So going back to your music then, you're not afraid of doing a cover?
No.
What's been your favourite track to cover in your time?
Oh, there's loads. Loads and loads and loads.
Anyone in particular? Difficult question.
Yeah, really difficult, because they change with time. See, I love, like, Amazing Grace has carried me through this year. I'm not religious, although I'm spiritual, but I'm not religious. But that song has got something in it, which I think anybody can understand. Do you know what I mean? So there are songs like that, which are covers, which I like to do. There are things like The Edge of Glory that, again, resonates with me because to me, at the minute, I'm on the edge. I'm well on the edge. I'm about as close to the edge as you get. And she didn't write it about that. That's not where Lady Gaga came from, necessarily. It was actually about her grandfather, I think. So it's a similar situation. So it's always a cover that means a lot to me at the time. And I've got loads of them.
Loads.
So I have. There's always a few songs which really stick out. Katy Perry, in fact, me and Lou are doing that.
Oh, Katy Perry, the one that got away.
Okay. So she did that acoustic, probably on The X Factor or something like that.
And
I was blown away. I was absolutely blown away by it. She does that on her record. It doesn't really mean that much to me there. But when she sang it, she was breathtaking. And I just like somebody's connection with the song. And if they connect, then I connect. And I hope everybody else connects.
I think the way that you do your cover, Edge of Glory, it is really stripped back. There's no trance beat behind it.
No, there's no nothing. We're bare.
You, bare.
Naked.
Keyboard. And it's just absolutely beautiful. And for me, it completely changes.
In fact, that might get quite a few people to the concert. Me and Lou will be naked and bare.
Like the album cover.
Yes.
Missionary Girl. There you go. Just one cheek, though.
That may be a fib.
So if you want to introduce this track, then.
Okay, so this song is On the Edge of Glory. My husband will know exactly what I mean by the edge of glory because we're both sitting right on it right now. So this is most definitely for him and my little family. So hi to Becky and Jack and my husband. This one's for you.
I'm gonna run right to the end. with you, where we can both fall over in love. I'm on the edge of glory. I'm hanging on a moment of truth. Out on the edge of glory. I'm hanging on a moment with you. Out on the
See what I mean? It's a completely different track when you perform it that way. It's Catherine Crowe's version of Edge of Glory by Lady Gaga. So poignant, so meaningful, so beautiful at the same time. And you mentioned it was for your family. Are they musical? Are your kids going to be singers?
They'll be loud.
Yeah.
I'm not sure about musical. Yeah, no, they probably will. I think Becky's got the potential to be a very good drummer.
A drummer. Do you know, if I played an instrument, I'd want it to be the drums or the bass.
Although she's good at a little violin too.
Cool.
And Jack, I think he's going to be a singer boy.
Yes.
Yeah.
There's not enough of them around.
I think he's got potential there.
And they'll be at your gig at the Centenary Centre, I imagine?
No, they're going to be at home.
In bed?
Probably in bed. We did ask. We did see if they wanted to come along, but they don't like my music that much. No, that's a lie, actually. They probably would, but Hayley, my friend, they love. And they went, oh, actually, Hayley babysitting or come and listen to music. I think they'll go for the babysitter option.
Okay.
So they'll be having a whale of a time at home with Hayley.
So the gig is on the 17th. It's next Friday.
It is.
At Centenary Centre. Where can we get tickets if we want to see you?
You can get tickets from Mostly Manx in Douglas, Shakti Man in Ramsey, or there's some left in Celtic Gold in Peel. If anybody wants to email me, girlonamission@manx.net, I can put them on the door. And so you can just pay on the door. Equally, if anybody's on Facebook, they can do the same. Leave a message on that. How many tickets they want, and I can leave them on the door. So there's lots of ways, and that's probably the easiest way if people want to just message to say I'd like 4. Yes.
And speaking of Facebook, they can like you on there,
yeah,
be a fan.
Yeah.
And obviously your website, catherinecrowe.co.uk, has got all manner of information on there. Go and read it. Honestly, her biog and about me is hilarious. I'd like to just sit here and read it out to you, but we haven't got enough time, unfortunately. Go and see her. She's live at the Centenary Centre next Friday, the 17th. It's Catherine Crowe. Thank you so much for coming in. It's been a
Thank
pleasure.
Thank you so much. Thank you.